Okey kooky, pig in a pokey. Hello, gents of Spent.
Hello, Paulie.
First up, I want us all to close our eyes and just listen. Can you hear that? That is the sound of industry. The sound of men with jobs going to work. To them, it's a joyous sound, a song of hope and dignity. But to others, that sound is just a din, a daily reminder of how worthless and pathetic they are. Good morning, job seekers. My name is Pauline, and you've all been on the dole too long. Hey, Mickey, where are you going?
Toilet.
No, you're not. I need you for this exercise. Come and stand next to me.
I want to go to the toilet.
Well, you're not allowed. So, job seekers, first of all, I want us to really stretch our imaginations and pretend that Mickey here has got an interview for a job. It's all right, Mickey, we're only playing. But the thing is, I've got an interview for the same job. So, Ross, take a good look at me.
Do I have to?
Yes. And take a good look at Mickey. What have I got that Mickey hasn't got?
A moustache.
No. Confidence. Confidence, job seekers. That's what Mickey needs. And he's not going to get it lumbering round all day wrapped in a duvet waiting for Tots TV to come on, is he? So, Mickey, we're going to do a little exercise that'll help you relax and bring your confidence. I want you to close your eyes and empty your head of all thoughts. That was quick. Now, imagine you're lying down in a field.
What field?
Just a field. A cow field.
Yeah.
And picture your body as a hollow vessel.
Why? Oh, you're always saying this down the job centre, Mickey. Wanted man with hollow body to lie down in cow field.
Yeah. All right, Ross. And you're filling up with a warm orange liquid.
Like Lucozade?
Yeah, but warm.
I wouldn't drink it warm.
Oh, will you shut up and relax? So it's filling you up. Into your head, down your shoulders and your chest.
Pauline.
Drip, drip, dripping all round your back. And it's bringing your confidence.
Pauline.
And it's trickling down your legs. And it's warm. And it's wet. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Well, just let it flow. Oh, you bloody pig, Mickey. It's a new carpet, this. Ross, get him up quick. Where to, pal?
Swan Mills Estate, please.
Oh, very nice. You got family up here, have you?
Yes, my auntie and uncle.
Well, it's a nice part of town, it's Swan Mills. Lovely shops.
Oh, I might have a look around then, buy a new shirt. I've got an interview first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, you want to go to Bang Bang's? That's where I get my dresses from.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll sort you out. Just tell them Barbara sent you. What's this interview for?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's up at the plant.
Oh, well, you've done well getting seen, even. I got laid off from there, you know, once my bus started showing. Can you see? Look.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only been on the hormones 18 months and my nipples are like bullets. You can feel them. They won't come off.
No.
Go on, have a try.
That's all right.
Oh, go on.
Be careful.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Chinnery. It's our new vet. I nearly knocked him off his bike, bless him. So, would you come to live here, like, if you got the job?
Oh, yes, it seems very nice. Everyone's very friendly.
I don't know whether to sell up or stay put. I was offered a trip to Casablanca last Christmas, but I'd have been butchered. Besides, you're not supposed to fly after the implants. There's a danger of the bust imploding. Yeah, it's quite straightforward what they do. Basically, they make an incision just below the leg, and then they use the flap of skin.